Thanks, John. That was fun.
Yeah, so that was great. I enjoyed it. I'm sorry that it kind of got, mixed up there at the beginning with the phone, but
this is...
hopefully you won't have too much trouble patching it together.
You know, it'll be a piece of cake. So yeah,
it was... Oh, good, good.
And I mean, I love the magazine.
Oh, thank you.
It's funny because a lot of, so that was this beautiful, fun world that I just fully immersed myself in. But it definitely launched me, like I've always been into David Lynch, but as far as Twin Peaks, I dip in for a while and then, go off and explore other things and then come back and it feels like home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the magazine was a great, great pleasure to do, great fun to do. I mean, one of the highlights of my life for sure.
Was it your job at that time? Or did you have to do another job at the same time to, eat?
It was sort of complicated. I did have another job. I was working full-time when the magazine first was put together. I guess the bottom line is the magazine never supported me in any way. I mean, there was never really any great deal of money there, save for maybe an occasion here or there. It was more of a hobby. I used to describe it as a hobby. It's what I do for fun. I make this magazine. My wife worked. We had kids. We had a baby in the house. I stayed at home, took care of the baby, and worked on the magazine. So we had income from my wife. And,
sure, yeah.
Home care for the kids and
the
magazine.
I can understand that, yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how that worked.
Yeah, because it seems like things change, but they stay the same, where people are trying to produce independent things, and you still have to have real jobs.
It's true. It's hard to make a lot of money on stuff like this. I mean, it really is. It was a passion. I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to write about Twin Peaks, and I'm very proud of a great deal of what all of what we've done, but certain pieces even more than others.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The other thing that was very interesting to me is as I, returned to so much of what we've written, it really has a magazine quality to it. And I don't mean that in a positive or a negative. It's just sort of had this sense of currency about it, that it had you kind of had to read the issue before, or you kind of had to be up to speed on what we were doing, and it didn't really stand by itself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. The medium is the message, especially you're writing about Twin Peaks, which is all about you have to know what happened, everything.
Yeah,
else.
And
you couldn't
right,
just
and we were
jump
doing
in. It's like, what? Hey, what's the deal here? What's going on?
Right. And we were producing the magazine every 2 months, so we would, sometimes in the middle of an essay, we'd say, refer to our other episode guide for this information.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, we can't do that in a book. It's got to all be there. It's got to all be written in a way that it stands. It's sort of like what Lynch had to do with Firewalk in a Minute. It's like, well, wait a minute, I've got to make this stand alone.
Okay. And then just as a, I'm just curious, I lived in Seattle for a while, right around.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was so much fun, too. When friends would come and visit us, we would take them on the Twin Peaks tours,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I never went to any of the festivals. Have you been to a bunch of those?
Oh, yeah. I have back. Well, let's see. I went to one in... Sounds like you're taking care of kids, too. I went to the 95, 94... 95, I think. Went to a couple back then. Met Michael J. Anderson. I met Frank Silva. A number of the actors back then. And then I went again in 2002 and 2003, I think, when the Josh Eisenstadt's family, he's sort of a super fan, or at least he was. They took over running the convention. The festival. They did a great job. They had Julie Cruz there singing and a great number of actors, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It's kind of hard for me to get from here to there, so I only did it that four times, I guess. But when I heard that the series was coming back, I got myself a ticket to the festival this year, and I will be there at this year's festival.
When is that? Is it sold out? Do you know?
It is sold out, yes, and it's at the end of July.
I think a lot of the sites, though, like, so the Double R burned down, and it's been rebuilt, I think, and then the train
well,
bridge.
Well, there was a fire, I think. There
oh,
was a
yeah.
fire, but I'm not sure the whole thing was destroyed.
Yeah.
Part of it was.
Yeah.
It was damaged.
I think
but, yeah.
The
you know,
train
anyone,
trestle
welcome.
That Ronette walked across is gone, too.
Is it? Okay. And I haven't been there in 13 years, so.
Well, you know, it's probably been that long for me, too. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's exciting. It's an exciting time right now, knowing that there, you know, we can say now, next year there'll be new Twin Peaks. Well, this year there will be new Twin Peaks. This year the Frost book will be coming out. I think it comes out in the fall.
Huh.
So, you know about that. Yes or
no? I mean, so like that's the thing. I've just kind of gotten away from the show for so long, and then this announcement pulled me back, and I thought, oh yeah, this is fascinating. I need to.
Mark Frost is writing a book that will bridge the gap between the original series and the new series. I'm not exactly sure whether it's going to be a novel. I think it's being sold right now. If you go and look at the description online, it's as a novel that takes place in the Twin Peaks universe and shows us the fates of some of the characters. It may, I suspect, be a series of short stories. We find out what happened to certain characters. I mean, there's certain characters that we're not going to see again. We're not going to see Major Briggs because Don Davis died, which is terribly unfortunate.
That
you know?
Really is. And then Pete's dead, too.
Right. And so there may be a way for Frost to convey, you know, what happened to these characters. You know, what happened to Major Briggs? What happened to Pete Martell? What happened to some of the other characters? And we get that and, you know, see what happened and before the series. He's obviously setting it up as a prologue to the series. So whatever the book has in it, it will leave us wanting more, I'm sure. So
okay,
that's coming out later this year.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm excited. We got something to look
forward
to.
It is exciting. It really, I never thought, you asked me this before, I never thought it would come back. I really, really did not think it would come back.
It seems so obvious, though. That,
well.
I mean, it not obvious that, like, it would happen, but the idea that, I mean, not that they even considered that 25 years later.
I know, the 25 years, and of course it is supposed to take place in 2014, I believe, the storyline, because that is 25 years after 1989. But you know, but Lynch was so vocal about it. You know, he said in one interview, "Twin Peaks is dead, 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 dead," something like that. You know, well, he's saying that. You know, I mean, you know, sure, Frost could come back and do something, and that'd be fine. I'd be pretty, you know, I'd be perfectly happy if Frost went ahead and did it. But honestly, you got to have Lynch involved if it's going to be anything visual. It's going to be anything like a film or a series, it's got to have Lynch there to really make it Twin Peaks. And so I would argue it's got to have Frost too. It's going to have both of them, so I'm pretty happy about that. But, you know, he said that. So, boy, I took it literally. So, yeah, it's coming back.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. So when do you think this will be put up online?
Either tomorrow evening or Thursday.
Okay, cool.
And
very good.
I'll send you links. Sometimes,
yeah.
So we do have a member section.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if I could maybe take some of this after chat, if I can utilize that. I mean,
sure, if you want. Do you have to? Have you seen the Brad Dukes book that came out, Reflections?
No.
Do you have that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it came out this summer. It's basically he interviewed just like every single person, you know, he could get a hold of, although he couldn't get a hold of Lynch and a couple of other actors. But he got what essentially the oral history of Twin Peaks. So they, in their own words, tell the story of Twin Peaks, the series, from conception to you know, to cancellation. It's very, very good, and it's a really informative book. Yeah, he did a wonderful job on that. So you check it out. You get on Amazon and look it up. It's pretty cheap. I think it's a paperback. So
yeah, no, that's having. Exactly the kind of follow up show that just gonna get us excited.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you have a great day, and thanks, and I'll be in touch.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's always fun talking about Twin Peaks. And you did a great reading, by the way, of the Cooper monologue. Well done.
I think Twin Peaks is probably the thing that I've been immersed in the most, and those lines are just in me.
I know. Frequently,
you know, he's talking about his bacon. It's like nothing like the taste of maple syrup and ham when they combine.
Yeah, right. Nothing beats the taste sensation when maple syrup collides with ham. There you go.
Seconds on Knockwurst this morning, Heidi.
Very good. Yeah, great lines. Anyway, well, hey, all right, listen, I won't keep you any longer. I gotta run, so
all right.
Thanks so much. I look forward to hearing from you.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.